Podcast.
Hey, crawling in. Let's welcome everybody to the new day. Come here. Come on. What about it? Come on. I'm not even coming right over here. Come on. Stop.
What are you doing?
Lift my voice.
Yes, he's a grown man.
Yes, he is.
With my dog Charlotte in the studios of our originating network, Radio America, in Washington, D.C. Jennifer Horn is here. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome
right
to another Great American Day. Right, exactly. You and Charlotte welcoming us to a new day.
It's
okay. What are you now barking about now? Huh? You want to calm down? We don't have it. We have a television camera. We have one that sort of works in here, right? In a manner of speaking? All right. Charlotte Ann. Maybe she doesn't want to be on camera. Maybe that's the deal. Okay, all right.
She's hiding.
She's, who knows? She wants to play, actually. Yesterday at this time, we had this wonderful experiment going with the ball. Richie talks all the time about his orange ball that he sits on. He's in the control room on the other side of the glass here in Washington. And Charlotte took a liking to this orange ball to the point where she pushed it around up and down there's a big, this sort of like a hallway on the other side of the studio. And as Michael just said, yes, I am a grown man, but I love to play with my dog. And she's now after Rich's. Okay, Rich, there's the end of your. Rich is convinced that Charlotte is going to eat.
I'm going to end up on the floor.
He's going to, right, exactly. Thank you. He brought me a little yogurt. Very good. Thank you. Now I need his set of jumper cables, and I'll be all set.
Oh, no. Yeah. Are you having car trouble again?
I think what has happened, I left the, they have the plug-ins to keep your battery charged up on your cell phone, and I left it in overnight, and I think that it has a like big blue light in it. I think those things can draw your battery down, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Thank you, Jennifer.
I'm here to help.
Yes, I know you are. All right. So today's poll.
I'm going to sue you if I end up on the ground because of your dog biting my
ball. You're going to sue me for a $35 ball?
Well, I'm sure injuries will ensue. She's back there just looking at the ball going, how do I kill that thing?
Yeah. She has a fascination. She loves that kind of stuff. She'll take a ball. I have a couple of balls out on the back lawn at the house. And she'll run out the door. She'll practically jump off the three steps from the back door and jump out onto the lawn and chase these balls and knock them around all over the pasture. And
yeah, Jennifer, yesterday Doug and I were standing at other ends of the hall here throwing the ball back and forth, and she was killing herself to just eat this thing.
Running back and forth.
And she's a little stiff this morning because she's got a little arthritis in that elbow.
Aww.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program at 10 past the hour. Rich McFadden and Doug are together in Washington. I guess I'm on the camera, is that right?
Once
again, you're not on the camera and I am.
I am not.
All right, so we have that going for us. You can check it out at DougSteffens.com. Our poll today at DougSteffens.com, how much are you paying for gasoline? A, over $4. B, between $3.75 and $4. C, between $3.50 and $3.75. D, less than $3.50. E, nothing, I don't have a car. That may be the way for us to go. The gasoline usage down in the country about 4 or 5% over last year this time, as we go into what people think in April and May and June, the travel months, people driving across the country. Excuse me. I know that to this point, I've filled up the pickup truck 5 times, and at each time I have paid close to $100 for a tank full of gas, $25, $26.
I filled up both cars last week. We have an SUV and then my car, I spent about $150 filling both of them up.
Yeah, right. All right, so driving, people are driving less. They're getting bicycles. They're going around it. Nobody talks about this. The president didn't say a word that I heard about the circumstance with the gasoline and how it's going to affect a business and the recovery, et cetera, et cetera. And in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to come up with a word that would both fit into your feelings about the cost of gasoline and the plan for reducing the deficit. One word describes your feeling for both of those.
Can I give you one?
You may.
It's a scam.
Okay.
Did you hear this story yesterday that the Washington Post came out with yesterday about the budget? The $38 billion in cuts?
It's only $20 billion.
It's 353 million.
Nah, I think it's
the
more than that.
No, The CBO went through it all.
Yeah.
Basically, all of the cuts.
We're proposed spending for the next year.
Yep.
Right. It's a game. You're all in this together. We're all in it together. And so it seems to me you ought to be thinking about what we're going to do collectively. And it bothers me. Yesterday, as you know, I spent my day up on Capitol Hill talking to congressmen as farm issues are paramount with me at the moment. I belong to the National Farmers Union. Never had before, but joined this year. And they asked me to come to Washington with a couple of other folks to lobby congressmen from my area. So I met with one, two, three, four, five, six, seven different Congress people yesterday. I was pretty impressed with a couple of them, actually. Remember how I was all over Ms. DeLora from Connecticut because of the food safety bill?
Yes.
I met her yesterday. She's charming. She's lovely. She's very sweet.
Uh-oh, so you like her now?
That's the way it always is.
Well, I didn't dislike her before. I didn't like her policy, and I still don't like the policy. I don't like the FDA, this intrusion into all of our lives. Understand that the intention was good, and still is, to clean up our food supply. They just don't quite know how to address the real serious problems that are created by the big interests and foreign interests versus the small farmer. I made a couple of points about things that I don't want to get too specific about because it's not necessary here, but they are very interested in listening because they, too, are hearing from their constituents. I said this to Richie last night. There was a party here at Radio America, and one of the things that we were talking about was he asked me how my day went, and I told him in no uncertain terms that I felt that there was as much frustration with Congress as there is with the members, individual members, as there is with the collective, you and me, and what they do. And so and one of the things that I realized at the height of all of this conversation, I heard from Congressman McGovern, who represents central Massachusetts, from Ms. DeLauro, who represents the eastern side of Connecticut, from Congressman Bass, who represents central New Hampshire, from several of the others that we talked to, that they really do. And I heard this from staffers, met half a dozen staffers too, Richie. They all said the same thing. It really, and they don't, I was not wearing my radio talk credentials. Nobody knew, unless they knew and they didn't say, that I was a talk radio person. I am there as a dairy farmer.
Right, you were a farmer.
Right, so I'm not saying to them, you know, I get people to call, yada, yada, yada. But they all said they want to have faxes, they want to have email, they want to get phone calls, and they track that stuff. So whether you, and I was impressed with the staffs when I went into the door, you know, these, we think that Congress in the main, the offices are palatial, and they have all this. Every one of the offices I went into was small and jammed, and there wasn't. There, each of them have a half a dozen staffers, and they're crammed into these little cubby holes.
And you were in Congress,
right? I haven't been to the Senate. I didn't
walk
go to the
over
Senate.
To the Senate side, yeah, where they have fireplaces.
Of course, the Senate's going to be high.
A private gym,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, the congressional offices, not too much.
And as they move up in the seniority, they get better offices. They can move themselves around.
Right. The Senate offices, those are nice.
And you look at the couches. A couple of them winked at me. There were two freshmen that I saw. One of them is living in his office. Takes a shower.
There?
Takes a shower downstairs in the there's a gym in each of these buildings.
Right.
And there are the tunnels that go between the buildings. We never went outside all day long. There's three office buildings for the Congress. And you walk from one to the other underneath in the tunnels.
Right.
You don't go up on the street.
Right.
And so there's a gym, and there's a cafeteria. I had lunch at the cafeteria. It was good food, and I had a little salmon salad, and it was good.
Here's my problem.
$8, $9, whatever it was. What's your problem?
Well, you say they want to get emails from us. They want to get calls
from us. These people that I talked to, whether or not they were eager to, they didn't have to see us. The people from the National Farmers Union made appointments. And they could have sent us to staffers.
Yeah,
and
but
in
did everybody
three or,
see you?
Three or four cases, they did see us. And in a couple of cases, they pawned us off on their staffers. But the staffers were attentive, intelligent, asked good questions, and listened for the most part. There was one that didn't. But they listened for the most part to the issues because they know, especially in New England, how the locavore movement, I keep talking about this, and you, some of you think I'm just, you know, blowing in the breeze because I am a farmer, but that's not the case. The public is saying that they want fresh local food. These guys are hearing that, so they know, or they're trying to figure out how they can support that sort of thing without it costing any money. And you can support it
so
by just getting the government off of our butt.
After listening to you and that they want our input,
yeah,
that they would actually do what we want.
Well, again, you're dealing with people in this circumstance. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 congressmen that represent various parts of New England. So that's 18 out of 435. I would, out of, and there are both Democrats and Republicans involved in the conversation, admittedly because New England is more Democratic, more, not Democratic, but there are more Democrats representing citizens in,
right,
in New England than
right,
there are Republicans. They, I was very interested in a couple of the senior Democrats, I wouldn't say extraordinarily critical, but when we were in the offices of two of them, the president was delivering his address so he could get on his plane to go to the fundraiser in Chicago last night, and the feeling, I mean, I'm watching body language and listening to conversation, and mostly the people, these are Democrats and staffers complaining about the president and his lack of understanding what their constituents feel is the issue. Well, the president, in the estimation of a couple of these people I was talking to, really misses the mark when he keeps attacking businesses. I mean, granted, some of the large, big corporations do take advantage of some of the tax schemes that have been created for their the big corporations' benefits.
Right.
But you keep hammering away at people who are running small businesses, who create wealth, who maybe make a couple hundred thousand a year, or 250 or 3 or 4 or whatever it is. But these are the places, these are the generators of jobs. And the why it is, and you sense here the entitlement. And now, because these politicians can no longer provide jobs because there's no more money to pay people, the federal government is going to have to shrink, like it or not. They've gone way over the top. Now they see that the jelly roll is not being
stuffed. But apparently they haven't gotten the clue yet because this whole budget thing is a scam.
Yeah, the whole it is, it's ridiculous. And but you hear some of these people that are just so entrenched in the government, the government, the government.
That's
and
a lifestyle.
It is. It's a whole way of thinking. It is really pretty incredible to realize. All right, so here's the question. At 800-510-8255, we'd like you to tell us in one word, use the same word to describe your feelings about the deficit and the cost of gasoline. Two sort of separate things, but one's contributing to the other for sure. 800-510-8255, a word.
I'm sticking with scam.
Deficit and cost of gas. That's fine. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV? Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Want me to talk? It's 21 after.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
It's now 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Some good news for beer drinkers coming up in a moment or two.
We're whatever
focused on.
Yesterday he told me I was going to die of cancer because I drank beer.
No, that was the day before. Yesterday.
Got to keep up with the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Do you know what the chemistry of beer, do you know what it looks like? You know how you had chemistry in high school, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but more than anything, I brewed my own beer.
Okay, all right.
Well, I had biology in high school.
There's a chain, if you look at the chain of what beer, you know, like we have H2O, and that has a chemical chain. You can diagram it, or CO2,
right,
or whatever. So there's an interesting chain for beer. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Today's the anniversary of the first JCPenney store opening in Wyoming.
Wow.
I would like you, for a swell prize, to tell us what JC stands for, or stood for, because he's no longer with us. What is JC, JCPenney? His first two names were 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, we are focused on a word for deficits and for the price of gasoline. What's the word? Somebody just texted fair. Huh? Okay, good for you. 800-510-8255. Dave, your word is?
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
That's a good word.
What are you paying for gas in Florida this week?
$3.89.
I was down there last week, and it seemed to me it was over $3.50 anyway. Yeah, and
yeah, it was.
I'm trying to figure out why on California the coastal price because of taxes is over $4. I'm trying to figure out why I paid $4 in Illinois the other day when I was driving through. Didn't quite figure that one out. All right, Dave, thank you. 800-510-8255. How is this affecting you? Another Floridian is Casey in Gainesville. Hi, Casey. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
So your word for A, the deficit, B, the cost of gasoline. Same word.
Disgusting.
Disgusting is a good word. Yes, disgusting. How is it affecting you and how your family lives, either or both of these things, Casey?
I'm a truck driver, actually, so it's affecting me on two fronts. Whenever I, my profit margin and it's my home expense.
All right, so you're an independent operator, an over-the-road guy, or you're a local hauler?
I'm independent over the road.
Over the road. So what are you driving? What's your cab?
Pardon?
What are you driving for a rig?
Oh, Freightliner Columbia.
All right. So a Freightliner has it doesn't have a cat in it. What's the engine that the Freightliner has in it?
It's a Detroit.
a Detroit diesel. All right. So what are you getting, 8 miles to a gallon if you're lucky?
No.
What?
No, I'm getting 6.5.
6.5.
Maybe 7 if I'm lucky.
Okay, so I was trying to figure this the other day to the cost of trying to get something delivered. At that rate, if you're getting 6.5, let's say it costs you $4 a gallon, you get right down to the cost per mile of this of the fuel, and it's about $1.50 a mile, $1.25 a mile.
No, it's not that bad.
If you're paying $4 a gallon, you get 6 gallons.
Like 80 cents a mile.
80 cents.
Yeah, the other way, Doug.
Oh, I did the wrong math. Yeah, upside down. 80 cents. But still, what do you charge a mile to haul freight?
I try not to see the brokers and the shippers. They set the rates. I can't charge a rate. I try not to find freight less than $1.50 a mile plus fuel surcharge.
All right. So the fuel surcharge is what?
Right now it's 44 cents a mile. So that eases the pain of that 80 cents a mile.
Okay. All right. So you're doing better than. I was worried that you were not sustainable. All right, sir, thanks. Good luck to you. Drive carefully. 800-510-8255. Here's Jim in Grand Rapids. Your word for the deficit and the cost of fuel. Jim?
Unsustainable.
Unsustainable.
Yeah, that's a great word.
Yeah, it is. It's very.
Yeah, because it is.
It is, right. Exactly. Not much. What do you do for a living, Jim?
I work in emergency services.
So how much do you drive a week back and forth to work, et cetera?
It's 40 miles a day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So well, it'll cost you. All right. Some more words. And also, what does J.C. and J.C. Penney stand for? Up and coming here. And beer is in the focus, too. 28 after the hour.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Apparently. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Program. Beautiful, clear skies. The sun comes up over Washington. I like coming to Washington. Washington and Los Angeles, my two favorite American cities. There's something about the energy in both of the cities that I find very attractive, appealing. I like going into Washington. I don't know that I'd want to live here, but I think that it's cool. And many. Well, I don't know. It's just, there's a bit of sameness to the residential availability around the city.
It's very suburban.
It is, kind of. But I do find that there is a positive energy here, even though there's so much negative stuff going on. Speaking of that, just an aside for a minute, the story of the 10-year-old boy who escaped from the sinking minivan he was in after his mother purposely drove the car, herself, and the three children into the Hudson River. Oh. You heard this story?
Yeah.
LaShawn Armstrong, picked up by a passerby, taken to the local fire department. He told the police what happened. This woman and her sons, let's see, there were two sons. There were three sons. One of them escaped. The other two did not. There was a young 11-month-old daughter. We're all killed in the accident. It wasn't an accident, though. What is it that, what prompts somebody to pull that kind of a stunt? It's more than one can fathom. It's very selfish. That's one thing for sure. All right, so we have a conversation going on here. If you're just joining us, the word for reducing the deficit or the deficit itself. I'm looking at some of the tweets and Facebook input on this. The same word for the cost of gasoline. We've heard stupid, poor, messy, disappointing, ridiculous, frustrating, confusing, bull blank. 800-510-8255. Susan's in Nashville, Tennessee. What do you think, Susan? What's your word?
I think it's just unfathomable.
Unfathomable.
You know, it's like unreal.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you paying for gasoline there, Susan?
It was $3.69 last night.
$3.69. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And I mean, how bad is that that we're saying $3.69 is pretty cheap in comparison?
No, I said $3.59, dear.
Oh, $3.59. Okay, well, that's even better.
Even better.
In a manner of speaking. But that price is a buck higher than it was last year at this time, and $2 higher than it was 2 years ago. So where does it go, and where does it stop, and what happens to this recovery? I mean, you look at all of the connections to this. It's not pleasant. Not good.
No.
What do you do, Susan? How much do you have to drive a day?
I drive trucks for a living, sir.
What kind of a truck are you driving?
A Freightliner, but I'm a company driver. I feel sorry for my employer.
Yeah, but you're driving the same truck the other guy was driving. Freightliner is the most popular of all. Most of everybody doesn't pay much attention to what's on the road. I happen to, for lots of reasons. There are probably three or four times as many Freightliners. They've sort of cheapened them down. If you look at the old Freightliners, the lines of them. Are you driving an older one or a newer one?
It's a newer one, but I prefer the older ones, like the Freightliner Classics.
Right. The Classics are really great trucks. The new ones are cheap. They were bought by Mercedes, I think, bought Freightliner, didn't they?
Correct.
And there's a big factory they either built or expanded in Washington State, so they're pumping out hundreds every month. And it just isn't the same vehicle that it used to be. There are a lot
in Mexico.
They make them in Mexico too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the best ones, I think, the Peterbilts are great. The Kenworth is a great truck. Locally, you don't see any Macs. There never were any long haul Macs for some reason. I never did figure that out. Anybody know why Mac never made a long haul a sleeper cab? Do you know?
It's kind of hard to work with a long haul and a Mac. That's what they are, is a work truck.
Yeah, they are. They're more of a work truck. Well, you see Freightliner trying to compete there, and they don't really. There is, and Kenworth sort of does, I think. Peterbilt. Mm-hmm. You know what I am intrigued by? The Western Star. You don't see many.
Yeah, I said Western Stars are the best.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that they are the best. They're sold by the same dealers that sell Freightliners, I think. Aren't they?
Yes, sir, as far as I know.
Yeah. How long have you been driving over the road?
It'll be 40 years in October.
God bless you.
Good for you.
You obviously like it. What has it done for your family life? What kind of family life do you have if you're on the road all the time?
Well, my husband and I drove as a team together.
Yeah.
And we raised our children in there and homeschooled them. But now he's passed away and I drive by myself.
I'm sorry about that. And you're okay? You're not lonely? You have friends that you meet on the road, I suppose, here and there?
Used to. You don't talk much on the radio anymore. There ain't a lot of good things being said on the CBs anymore.
Really? What do they talk about?
Oh, you don't really want to know, dear.
I
don't.
Okay.
If you are a female, it's not good to open up your mouth on the CB nowadays. Nah,
that's lousy. That doesn't say much for some of the truckers. That's disappointing. I'm sorry to hear that. But it is intriguing. We're always intrigued with something is different, and what you do for a living is different. And so a lot of people probably are interested in that one way or another. Glad to have talked to you, Susan. Drive carefully. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Okay. So the other question, let me clear these off because I want to get to the bottom line. The opening of the first Penny's store in Kenemara, Wyoming. Does anybody know where that is? Kenemara is
I think it's somewhere in Wyoming.
K-E-M-M-E-R, Kemmerer, I guess is probably the right way to pronounce it, Wyoming. He had a couple of partners, named the store Golden Rule. They sold dry goods and clothing in the first year, made a profit of $8,000 on sales of $28,000. First year, 1902. What does J.C. in the J.C. Penney name, what does that stand for? How about we try, who's this? Looks like James is in Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi, are you?
Is it all right?
Good. What did,
James.
What?
James Cash Penny.
That is correct. How'd you know that?
I don't even know.
What?
I don't
it came
remember.
Down as manna from the heavens? Or what happened to give you that?
I think I've seen it on TV a few years ago.
Yeah, you might have. Yeah. Interesting. The James Cash Penny. Cash and Penny. Get it together? Get it, Jennifer?
I got it, Dougie.
All right. Good job, sir. Are you a driver? Or what are you? How much do you drive a day or a week, James?
I drive 43 miles one way each day.
All right, 40. So you got 86 miles. How much does it cost you to do that? What kind of a car are you driving?
I drive a Silverado. It costs $18 and a half a day.
So can you make up under the circumstances? Do you make a decent living? So the 18 bucks.
I make a decent living. It's pretty tough to get by, but.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. Well, one of the things is we'd like not to put up with this stuff and take it in the neck like we have been taking it. Just sort of a reference point for a lot of us who we're paying it and we're not happy about it. But then you really dig down into it and drill into the reasons for it. And it's pretty obsequious, if you know what that means. It's not, there's nothing about this that makes any sense. And that's what's so annoying about it. All right, James, hold on just a second. We'll give you a swell prize for coming up with the right answer. You know what I just did? I hit the wrong button, Michael.
Yeah, you hung up on him.
I did hang up on him.
Sorry.
So, call back again, and we'll take good care of you, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All right, so our poll of the day today focuses on the cost of fuel. The deficit reduction is something that we're talking about. You know what else I had in mind here as far as Richie is concerned? This beer study. There's a chemistry study, the chemistry of beer, and the way to keep it fresher longer. For those of you who are beer drinkers.
Once the can is open or yes, before the can is open?
Okay. Well, I think maybe a little of both.
Okay.
It's all chemistry, and it has to do with the hops breaking down over time. The hops is the grain that the beer comes from. So
beer should be the official drink of Easter.
Beer should be the official drink of Easter, and that would be
because it's made with hops.
Okay.
I just made that up.
Yes, I know you did. You did a wonderful job making it up. 800-510-8255. All right, let's talk about beauty. As they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I found this ad. I'm going to hold it up to the television camera. It's Jennifer Lopez, who apparently has been declared the most beautiful woman in the world.
Really?
Is that right? Is that People Magazine? People Magazine says she's the most beautiful woman in the world. So I think we had a debate the other day, a discussion about whether or not she'd had some work done on her face.
She might have had a few tweaks. Boy, I wonder if she's bummed that she married one of the ugliest men in the world.
She looks a lot different now than she did. Her legs are a lot thinner. She's always had a wonderful butt. But my focus is not her butt right now. My focus.
She has a rockin' bod, but we were thinking maybe
eyes.
She might have some Botox.
Right. All right. Well, that may be. But she hasn't got anything under her eyes. And if you look at Lumitone and what it does for your eyes, you'll see that she's the perfect example of somebody who doesn't have that puffiness, doesn't need to camouflage, in essence, because her technique over the years has been to take care. But it's a lot more expensive to do what she does than what I'm expecting or I'm suggesting with the use of Lumitone. L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. Lumitone is perfect for those dark circles under your eyes, for the puffiness that may be there this time of the morning especially, for bags under your eyes, fine lines, redness, crow's feet. It instantly fades away from view. Those problems go with Lumitone. Put a little dab under your eyes for an instant shimmer. Reduces the appearance of the dark circles right away. It's made with a special peptide. And we talk about chemistry here in beer. There's a special chemistry that's been worked out by a fellow who delivered to us a couple of products we've talked about for a long time. Night Skin and and Tautinol, the thing that you use on your face in the daytime. So both these products came from the same fellow. Now he's developed Lumitone, which eliminates the dark circles. So next time you look in the mirror after you put that under your eyes, you'll see the dark circles gone, the puffiness gone. If you look tired all the time, this is the cream that'll help you out instantly. And my guess is that you would like to have a free jar of Lumitone. Am I right? Here's the number to call. Free bottle of this anti-aging eye cream at 800-894-3302. While you're hearing this, I mean, I'm surprised there aren't thousands of people who call every time that I give out this number. Why not? A free jar of this. You can give it to a friend, try it yourself, order it. I probably shouldn't say this, but if you have different names in the household, order it, try it out. This is free for you to see what it does. That's why they give it to you free, because they're confident that you will like it, it'll do what they say, and you'll come back for more. That's the whole idea. 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. In 6 weeks, you'll see the appearance of puffiness reduced by 40-some percent. Use it to fade dark circles right away. The heavy bags under your eyes look younger, look refreshed. It's as easy as calling 800-894-3302 for a free jar of Lumitone.
spring is finally here. So hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. IAMS has a formula for your pet's specific needs, like life stage, breed size, weight control, and sensitive stomach. Hurry in for this great IAMS deal and more. Going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
All right, so here we are thinking about beauty being in the eyes of the beholder. You have probably heard, Jennifer, that Kim Kardashian is very upset over the cover of a Cosmo magazine that is printed for Turkey.
Right.
The Turkish edition of Cosmo. Who in the name of heavens cares about the cover of Cosmo other than her? Because she's Armenian and the Turkish edition goes to Armenia? Is that what it is?
Well, it's because of the Armenian
genocide over the Armenian people, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, is that a shot at her because she's Armenian? Is that what she's saying and thinking?
Well, I think she embraces that, and she was upset about it too. I just don't know how you end up on the cover of a magazine and not know about it.
Oh, well,
right?
Kardashian and genocide.
I mean, it happens to me all the time,
storm.
But
yeah. Well, there's obviously some. There are unanswered questions. Right,
the same month as the anniversary of the killings of as many as 1.5 million Americans
and Turkish
rebels.
The Turkish killed
nearly
the,
a century ago.
Millions
so
of Armenians.
It's an anniversary.
Yeah.
All right. Time to get over it, perhaps. Jim in Eau Claire, what's the price of gasoline there?
$3.89.
Yeah. What was it a week ago? Do you know?
It was like $3.45, $3.50.
Really? It's gone up that fast. So what are you doing to deal with it?
Well, I just drive back and forth to work, is about basically it. Anything else, I ride a bike or take a bus.
Well, see, so there's a good side to this. You're in better physical shape because of the cost of gasoline, right? Let's look at it that way.
Yep.
How about that? All right, good. David in California, how much are you paying there? Where'd David go?
Hey, David.
There's David waking up from that long nap. All right, David, what's it cost where you are?
Yesterday, in 30 miles east of San Francisco, I paid $4.67 for a gallon of diesel.
Wow.
As far as it goes, my one word is inexcusable with the amount we have here. I think in the very near future, I think we'll see, since we have natural gas hookup to almost every place.
Yeah.
It'll be a small compressor, and you can convert over to any gas engine to natural gas for a relatively cheap price.
Well, that'd be a good one, huh?
One of the things I heard that Saudi Arabia is trying to get prices a little lower because they are worried about just that, that everybody's going to say, all right, everybody's going to finally hit that
point.
So
why aren't they doing
enough.
It? Why isn't the price of gas down to $80 a barrel or $60 a barrel? The Saudis are full of baloney as usual.
Well, I think they're getting a little kickback from everybody else in the
Really? What a shock.
Scam.
Hi, David. Thank you. Scientists have identified the chemicals that lead to the bitter aftertaste in bottled beer, and they say they're trying to keep the hops from breaking down, Richie. Therefore, the beer, which tastes unpleasant over time, would last longer and not taste unpleasant. How long do you keep beer around before you drink it? 10 minutes.
I mean, no, I can keep it around a while. I mean, I have some Yinglings in my refrigerator that have been there for, I don't know, 3-4 months.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
Here's in this study, they stored a number of...
As long as you keep it cold. If you let it get warm and then let it get cold again, then you get skunk beer. And it is,
really?
Skunk
keep
beer
in my house lasts a year.
Really? What is a Pilsner beer?
I wouldn't know.
Czech beer.
Really?
Best
yeah,
beer
it's
out
like
there.
An ale. It's,
that
a,
lasts,
it's a light.
That was the longest lasting beer around 10 years. It'll last. The
yeah. Checks beer. Once again prevail.
There you go, Jennifer. 51 after on Good Day. I'll drink to that.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tools. Slakes to build with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
What do you think of this?
I want to get going. The iPad poll from yesterday is the technology portion of the program, one of many. We asked yesterday whether you had an iPad or not. I think this was kind of a zinger for me because I thought I'd have one by the time I got here. And
so did I.
We could have programmed it. Did we figure out what... We went to Verizon stores. We can't find one there.
I mean,
we tried to order
everywhere
them.
Everywhere I've went, they get their
everywhere
daily.
Everywhere you've went?
Everywhere I've
everywhere
went.
Everywhere I've gone.
Thank you.
The Apple store and the Verizon store. We have each of those in the mall.
Yeah.
And they say,
Didn't Bob try to find one, too?
Bob's trying to find one through a guy he knows that works at the Apple store near him.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
They made, I don't know, let's say 500,000 of them for the first day.
Right.
Sold them all in that day, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, each store gets anywhere from maybe 10 to 200 delivered in the morning at 6 o'clock.
Hmm.
They start a line out in front of the store at 7:30.
Yeah.
They open at 9, and by 10, every single one of them is sold. So,
nice deal. It's a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's, hey.
All right, so maybe I'll have one next year at this time. So our question, whether or not you have an iPad... let's see here. 53% of you said no, and I don't have any plans to get one. 16% of you said, what's an iPad? God bless you. 12% of you said, not yet, but I'm getting one when they're back in stock. I guess that's me. 11% said yes, and I love it. 7% said no, but my significant other has an iPad. So there's a part of the...
I should have brought mine in to let you see it.
And what, so that I can be upset that I don't have one?
Yeah.
Thanks. Can I make a quick mention before we get to our technology tailor? I felt that it isn't, I don't know if vindicated, I don't know what the right word is. I'm not a big fan of jerks like Kobe Bryant and Barry Bonds. So I thought it was interesting yesterday and good, or I felt satisfied when I see that Barry Bonds was found guilty. Richie is happy to tell you that they got him for the same reason they get all these other guys.
Yeah. Obstruction of justice.
That's all they can get him on. They can't get him on.
What a load.
Yeah, I can't see around his big steroid muscle.
Right,
like obstructing justice.
I can't get you for what we're actually accusing you of, so I'm going to get you for lying about what we're actually accusing you of, even though I can't approve that you actually did what you're lying about.
So Barry Bonds was found guilty, at least of one count. And Kobe Bryant was fined. Apparently he said something about gay...
People thought he said the F word describing gays.
Yeah. Did he or didn't he?
He
fined $100,000.
Not the F-U word, the F-A word.
The F-A word.
Which you can't say anymore.
Oh, G?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Why can't you say that anymore?
It's not very nice.
No, it is nice, but it is. I think he called him an F-A-G with G-O-T on it.
Right. But that's
might as well go ahead and say it.
It hasn't been confirmed because I think he denied it, but right. I think they still...
Not strongly enough
not
to
strong
say,
enough,
get
right.
out of a $100,000 fine. I don't like Kobe Bryant, never have. He's a good basketball player, but he's a creep, a crumb, and a jerk.
And I'm no Barry Bonds fan, but that just ain't right.
Right, no, I mean, that's how they... That's. But what does that say about our whole thing? You know, okay, our whole thing, whatever our whole thing is. Let's get to specific things like technology. Would you like to learn how to be more interesting? Yes. Would you like to learn how to be more fascinating? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to learn how to capture people's attention? Yes. I want to be a radio star. Alex Goldfein, would you like that, Jennifer? You'd
I
like
would.
To,
I
all
love
those
it.
Things, right? Richie needs to learn
sure,
all those things.
Sure, absolutely.
Right?
I need that.
All right, so Alex Goldfein, our technology will tell you how you can be fascinating, interesting, and captivating.
Bring it on, Alex.
In a moment here on Good Day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I've been reading Guy Kawasaki's new book called Enchantment, and it has two separate chapters that apply directly to us. One is on push technologies, which I'll cover today, and the other is on pull technologies, which we'll discuss tomorrow. The book, Enchantment, is all about capturing people's attention and being interesting and even fascinating. It works particularly well for anyone who is working in business that wants to bring about a permanent and, in Guy's words, delightful change in a situation. This should be interesting to anyone who has a boss. So, let's look at Guy's recommendations on push technologies like email and Twitter. First, respond quickly, as in the same day. Respond to everyone in equal time and don't play favorites. And engage repeatedly. Creating enchantment takes time. It's a process. It's not instant. More principles. Provide value whenever possible. Give credit where it's due. And a big one for me, give people the benefit of the doubt. Give them a break. Again, the title is Enchantment, and it's written by Guy Kawasaki. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Is that the right one? That didn't sound like the right one to me.
59
past the hour.